Radio Nova, playing all over Dublin, now.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to
your days be merry. faster. 24 minutes fast, 8. Boney M, their version of White Christmas. Also the Police with So Lonely. Who'd be a turkey at Christmas? Let's face it. This is Bruce Springsteen.
Practicing real hard, yeah. Clients, you've been rehearsing real hard now. So Santa, bring you a new saxophone, right? Everybody out there been good or what? Oh, that's not many, not many. You guys in trouble out here.
And you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not bow. I'm telling you why.
Yeah!
Morning, precisely 8:32, Radio Nova, Christmas morning. Hello once again to all of the night and day staffs at our ladies' hospital in Crumlin, and the cleaner, Lil Conway. They're all drinking coffee in casualty, believe that if you will. Some music for you ladies after this.
Aren't you hungry? Aren't you hungry?
In addition to season's greetings, the free Burger King Christmas card includes two great free offers for you to enjoy. Call in today and pick yours up at Burger King.
Aren't you hungry? Aren't you hungry? Aren't you hungry for Burger King now?
Burger King, the home of the Whopper. O'Connell Street and top of Grafton Street, Dublin.
Britvic 55. 55% pure orange juice, 100% sparkle.
Britvic 55 brings the night alive. Britvic 55, it brings the night.
Shattered windscreen, door or vent glass, get rapid service from the experts. All-weather truck and auto glass company. Grand Canal Quay branch, open all day Sunday.
Your music is Radio Number.
Told me to take this chance and learn the way. said hurt only came to pass me. It sounded so convincing that I gave it half a chance and learned the way of love. My baby, there is so much love inside me, and all that I have I give my all to you.
Nice song for Christmas, that. Love is the answer, Todd Rundgren. In the middle of a phone call, 17 minutes it is to 9 this Christmas morning from Radio Nova. Coming up, a special edition of Life is a Celebration, 9 through 10 this morning.
Of southern Spain, a fireside tale mellowed perfectly to your taste. Or try a tall tale, sherry chilled or on ice. Either way, delight in the timeless and rare. Begin with a winter's tale.
Beyond our time and universe, the planet Krall is besieged by alien invaders. There, a young prince leads men of courage and creatures of magic in a battle for the future of their world.
You will face the beast, He can be killed.
Perhaps. But no man has ever seen him and lived.
Krull is a world light years beyond your imagination.
Don't miss Krull at the Savoy Cinema from St. Stephen's Day.
Clutter-free. Nova.
I'm looking for a girl who has no face. She has no name or number. And so I search within this lonely place, knowing that
to 9 from Radio Nova Christmas Morning Traffic from the 60s. I'm looking for a girl with no face, no name, no number. There are three new Walkmans in the Corrie household in Ballsbridge, belonging to Anne-Marie, Rachel and Leslie. And they're all tuned to Nova. Happy Christmas from Mum is the message.
According to the radio, warmer weather's in the way. Chances are we won't be getting snow. But even if the sun shines from now to Christmas Day, as far as I'm concerned, I know it's gonna be a cold, cold Christmas without you. Dreaming of a warm, warm, lazy summer day. It's gonna be a long, Christmas without you.
5 years ago, the Eagles, Please Come Home for Christmas. 4 minutes now to nine. Coming up shortly, 4 minutes away, Dave Malone with the very first Nova News of the day. Then 9 through 10 this morning, Life is a Celebration. I'll see you again, 10 o'clock. Take us up to news, Michael Jackson, Human Nature. By the way, Merry Christmas.
Sweets and new inside. it's just danger. Electric eyes are everywhere. See that girl? She knows I'm watching. She likes the way I stare. If they say why, why? Tell them that it's human nature. Why, why? Do they do it that way?
On 819 kilohertz AM and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 9 o'clock on Christmas Day. I'm David Malone. Good morning. Christmas Day has been heralded in Bethlehem with the traditional midnight mass in St. Catherine's Church. More than 1,000 people packed the church for the service, and pilgrims from around the world gathered in Manger Square outside. At St. Peter's in Rome, the Pope has celebrated Christmas Mass with thousands of pilgrims from all over the world. It was televised live to 35 nations on 5 continents. Archbishop Dermot Ryan of Dublin, preaching at midnight Mass in the Pro-Cathedral, said that recent events had tinged the celebration of Christmas with sorrow at a time when hearts should be filled with joy. He sympathized with families who were made to mourn by violent men, and the Archbishop added that the whole community was unhappy as it longed for peace. The Church of Ireland Primate, Archbishop John Armstrong, said that the message for Christmas was one of forgiveness and reconciliation. Preaching at St. Mark's Church in Armagh, he said that tragic events had shattered the life of Armagh by the bomb and the bullet and brought agony and grief to the parish. President Reagan has delivered an optimistic Christmas message. In an interview, he said that he was hopeful about peace in the Middle East. He was encouraged by the meeting between President Mubarak of Egypt and the PLO chairman, Yasser Arafat. Christmas has been marred by renewed violence in Lebanon, with fighting in and around Beirut. The Lebanese army and Shiite Muslim militiamen have been battling for control of positions vacated by French troops of the multinational peacekeeping force. There are also reports of further artillery exchanges between Lebanese soldiers and Druze militiamen in the mountains southeast of Beirut. Extreme weather conditions in the United States has left more than 130 people dead. The last 7 days have seen fierce snowstorms and freezing rain over most of the country. In one incident, 9 people died on a Texas motorway when a lorry and a bus collided head-on in a blizzard. The death toll from last weekend's bomb explosion at Harrods in London has risen to 6. Inspector Stephen Dodd, who was seriously injured while investigating the car in which the bomb was planted, died in hospital last night. He was 34 and married with 3 children. The condition of another policeman injured in the blast, Constable John Gordon, is described as critical but stable. Finally, some 250 Guardian troops are spending Christmas manning checkpoints in County Leitrim as the hunt for the tidy kidnappers continues. The search has been considerably scaled down. And in County Mayo, the search for the 3 men who evaded Gardaí at an unoccupied church on Wednesday is continuing. The 3 men on the loose are said to be armed and very dangerous. Independent radio news from Dublin. It's 3 minutes past nine.
Radio Nova.
Left to give,
and you came and showed me that just to live was the greatest gift of all. And you showed me life is a celebration.
Good morning, happy Christmas from Donny and John. Hope you will stay with us for the next hour for this special Christmas program of Life's a Celebration.
For the next hour or so, we're going to play some music which we hope you'll enjoy. It's the kind of music you'll be able to lie back and enjoy if you're in bed, or if you're up and around, it might give you food for thought. We begin with a track from John Lennon, who was killed just over 3 years ago. One of his great songs describes what most people feel on Christmas morning, love.
Already thousands of people here in the city of Dublin have attended some form of religious service to mark the occasion of God's coming among us as a little child born in Bethlehem. One character who is intimately tied up with this Christmas scene in Bethlehem is Joseph. Because he is in the background, perhaps we tend to forget about him altogether. I often wonder how he must have felt on that first Christmas night, how he must have paced the stable floor on the night that Mary gave birth, how he cared for her, and how he worried. And yet when poets and painters came to tell his story, they altered the facts. Joseph must be tired of being thought of as an old man leaning upon a staff with a big grey beard. The painters tend to give his shoulders a stoop. The poets tell us of an old man with a shuffle. And yet he was the same as any young Jew of his time. He was human and had feelings. And how he must have wondered during those 9 months of Mary's pregnancy, had he been deceived and by whom? Other women who had been found out had been stoned to death by the people. But Joseph must have found some consolation in the words that formed in his mind, "Fear not, Joseph." He stood by the woman he loved, and Mary gave birth to Jesus. Here's a nice number by Paul Anka, which tells us about a father who loves the woman who is carrying their child. I'd like to dedicate this number to all the apprentices from Bolton Street, to Kathy and Darika, and David and Kira, who listen to the program every Sunday.
Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying how much you love me. Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying what you're thinking of me. I can see it, your face is glowing. I can see it in your eyes, I'm happy in knowing that you're having my baby. You're the woman I love, and I love what it's doing to you. Having my baby.
Memories which most of us have of Christmas is a day when we feel loved and wanted. It's a kind of warm feeling. We often tend to overlook the fact that the first Christmas wasn't at all like that. If we had to plan the birth of the Son of God, I'm certain we would have done it differently. Nothing seemed to go right. Every mother wants things to be right for her child, yet it wasn't like that for Mary. Jesus was born in a stable. He was born in loneliness and poverty. His birth was to be the event which triggered off the massacre of hundreds of innocent children by King Herod. His birth put Joseph into a delicate situation where he was forced to become a refugee for quite some time. When we celebrate Christmas, it's no harm to remember the first event, that Jesus was born in a world which was cold, hostile, and not so welcoming. And yet that child was to become the focus of controversy, the object of love, the basis for hope, and the goal of lives. He towers above the giants of history. To some he is an uneasy feeling in times of silence. To others he is a sunrise of hope in a night of darkness. To others he is the living expression of God's love. To all he is a challenge, that child who was born this day in Bethlehem.
Deep and
the years are met in me tonight. How silently, how silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human heart the blessings of to us, abide with us, our Lord.